Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Mason. I'm my sister.
Yes. I ordered the smart watch from you guys, and somebody is supposed to send me a email to show me how to Bluetooth it to my phone.
All right. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
You say you need someone to show you how to Bluetooth the watch to your phone?
Yes.
It didn't come with an instruction manual?
Huh?
It didn't come with an instruction manual?
No.
All right, give me 1 second, okay?
Just the watch was there. Please change slide band 2 to 3 hours before tour slide from band. First rally from the will be
coming up, the prosecution makes the case against E.
Oh.
Basically said there was an execution.
But the defense put the victim on trial.
Tim was an aggressive person. He was a violent person.
On January 20th, 2016, 39-year-old Eve Nance stood trial in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
All right, so it looks like here, first you have to charge the watch for the watch to turn on. Then you download and install.
It's on.
Okay, you got to go on your phone, download, and install WearFit 2.0.
Hold on. I think I already did it in my phone already. Hold on.
Although at the time of her confession, Eve claimed that the shooting had occurred during a struggle.
Her story is that Kim had pulled out a gun. Both of them were fighting over it.
Eve stated that she was trying to defend herself.
But according to the prosecution's opening statement, that was a lie. And they claimed that the giveaway was something else in Eve's story.
According to Eve, the gun went off twice.
Okay. It's downloaded because it says, my phone says sleep, HR, BP, SPO2, fatigue, healthy weekly. But it says not connected.
So you got your Bluetooth on your phone? That's the next step.
Okay, so I got to turn the Bluetooth on the phone, then connect.
Yeah, go to your settings and go to Bluetooth. Make sure that is flicked on.
Okay, Bluetooth's on.
Now search for KYLL.
Wait, hold on. What I gotta search for?
Right, you gotta search
on my phone?
You got, yes, on your phone.
So what I go to search for that at?
Go back to your Bluetooth. It should have a couple of names of different items up under it.
Kim was taking a shower and getting ready to go out to the
Okay, I see it. Now what to search for?
K-Y-L-L.
Do I have to type it up somewhere?
No, it'll pop up. Make sure your watch is on.
It's on.
Search for KY11.
Okay, just hold it by the watch.
Right.
According to the prosecutor, the cold-blooded execution meant that Eve deserved to be sent away for life.
The first-degree intentional homicide charge carries a maximum penalty of life imprisonment without the possibility of parole.
Okay, but it's supposed to connect automatically.
Do you see any names popped up?
No, nothing popped up. And I'm pressing on a watch. It's not connected. Okay, let me go back to connect where I was at. Okay, back to the App Store. Okay. Oh, it's blinking now. It's blinking. It's blinking red. I mean green. So it is connected?
Yes, sir. It should be connected if it's blinking green.
Okay, so now let me go back to settings. Okay. It's blinking, but I don't see it's connected. So it's trying to connect. Should I go back and connect it? What should I do from here?
Go to your Bluetooth and see if you see half the name popped up.
Nope, haven't popped up yet.
It's still blinking green?
Yes. So that means it's searching for it, right?
Give me 1 second.
Okay, the green stopped.
Family members testified that they often urged Eve to leave him, but that Eve had clung to the relationship despite the violence.
I was always worried that something would happen to her in one of their fights. If you don't know anything else, what you have right in front of you is what you learn to accept.
My aunt just didn't want to realize what was really happening.
Is there any Bluetooth things or symbols on the watch?
On the evening?
No.
Eve couldn't deceive herself any longer because Tim had taken their arguments to a new and potentially deadly level.
The defense argued that he was the one that brought the gun into the situation.
Can you, like, go to any of the settings on the watch or anything?
No, it's okay.
And threatened. According to the defense, they simply
were... Yeah, okay, it's going to sleep. Heart rate.
She'd never been arrested in her life. She'd never been in any kind of
blood pressure.
But Tim, as the defense was quick to point
wrong
out,
wrong press.
In trouble. In fact, he
okay.
actually
wrong
shot
press.
Early in the couple's relationship.
He spent time in prison.
That was hardly the only
okay, oxygen.
Record either. Yes, different domestic abuse charges.
The police were called out.
Exercise.
And when the case went to the jury, the whole thing hinged on Eve's testimony. Would jurors believe she was a battered woman?
And now I'm on it, and it says not connected.
A spouse that is a persistent victim.
So you're saying your Bluetooth on your watch said it's not connected?
The Bluetooth on my phone. It's because where all the apps at, and at the bottom it says not connected.
What type of phone do you have?
iPhone.
iPhone.
Uh-huh.
Okay, disconnect and could reconnect your Bluetooth on your phone.
But you reconnect it.
Right. Turn it off and turn it back on.
Thank you. on January 29, 2016. The jury announced that it reached a verdict in the murder trial of 39-year-old Eve Mann. She was accused of killing her husband, Tim, as revenge for years of adultery.
Prosecutors argued that Eve came in and point blank shot him, basically execution style.
But the defense said that Eve, not Tim, was the true victim. According to Eve and her lawyers, the shooting was merely the last incident in a long string of abuse that she suffered at her husband's hands.
Her defense was that they had an argument that turned into a physical fight.
There was a struggle over a gun, and the gun accidentally went off.
But which version of events would the jury believe?
It really was a tale of two stories.
After just 2 hours of deliberation, the jury had reached its decision.
The verdict came back guilty.
Eve was stunned by the outcome.
She was very sad. She couldn't believe that it only took them a couple of hours to convict her.
Eve's family and friends couldn't believe it either. People that really do know Eve and Tim know that they loved each other. In fact, at her sentencing on May 27th, many of Eve's friends said just that when they spoke on her behalf.
She cried a little bit, and you could tell that she was touched.
And when it
okay, I shut it off and cut it back on.
She said all I can hope is
hello?
That I would have the opportunity to have her.
Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, I cut it off and cut it back on.
All right, give me 1 second, okay?
Uh-huh.
If he didn't die from them 2 bullet wounds, I'm gonna forgive him.
But would the judge be as forgiving?
They finally gave that dude that time. Killing George Floyd.
His exact words were that this was not a planned crime, a crime of passion. And when it came to the possibility of Eve getting out of prison early, he felt that a amount of leniency was justified given the circumstances.
I know what it feels like to love someone and lose control over your situation.
Love can make you put up with things that you would not expect, and love can make you possibly do things you would regret.
All right, sir, you got it on now?
Yes.
All right. Is it showing anything where it's connected?
He did everything he could to show his love for her.
But their marriage
would end suddenly. Did Bob take his own life after losing his struggle with his personal demons? Is it showing where it's connected?
No, it's not.
So you have your Bluetooth on.
Uh-huh.
Is there any button that you can press on the watch?
No, I don't.
I couldn't believe that my mom...
Okay, I'm where all the icons that on my phone, sleep, HR, B.
No, go, okay, on your phone right now, go to the settings.
Okay.
Go to the settings on your phone, not on the app, on your phone.
Okay.
Hit Bluetooth.
Bluetooth is on.
What comes up? Like, what are the options? Do you see?
I got B57, BYBS-149, Java, MBH513, Power Beats, Airbugs, and I-12.
It's saying you should be searching for KY11. KY11.
Okay, so, well, okay, now, wait, it say I'm trying to add another device. Okay, now, discover phone. So what I got to press? How do I add a device? How do I add a vice to all these other things?
It should connect automatically if your watch is on.
The watch is on.
Suffered severely from traumatic stress issues.
And according to
Chuck, and I'm pressing the back of it. No Bluetooth is coming on.
He was Bob's best friend. They had become.
All right, give me 1 second.
From the same PTSD. And when deputies from the Monroe County Sheriff's Department arrived on the scene a few minutes later, they found the 56-year-old Vietnam veteran exactly as his friend had described.
Officers found Bob.
Okay, it's blinking. It's blinking.
Phil's hadn't killed him. Maybe he was in the
shoe. It's blinking.
But something about Bob McClancy's alleged suicide didn't seem right to his friends and family.
It just was not his personality to take his life. It never crossed my mind that he would do that.
But did that mean someone else was responsible for Bob's untimely death?
Something went on in that house, and it's not right.
Whatever happened, for nearly a decade, his family suspected it had something to do with Bob's best friend, Chuck. And Bob's widow, Martha Ann. Born in 1949, Martha Ann Fry started life not far from the Smoky Mountains in Alcoa, Tennessee.
She said that she had grown up in Alcoa, a southern town with loving parents, very, very normal, just everyday American.
Smart and ambitious, Martha Ann excelled in school.
She was an honor student. She won lots of awards for Future Homemakers of America. She always wanted everyone to think that she was the best.
And after graduation, Martha Ann attended college in nearby Knoxville.
She met my father at the University of Tennessee. They both wanted to excel.
Let me say that I want to bring on now a man who has symbolized the fight for justice. He didn't seek the role, but he rose to the occasion. America, for many years, didn't have someone to stand for us. The last 4 years, we didn't have an attorney general.
Huh? What?
We had the great.
Who?
Al Sharpton. one accident. I'm scared, man.
So are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So nothing still haven't came up that's had KY11 on it?
Hold on. Okay, what did you say now?
I said, do you see his what you call it? Do you see the KY11?
No. You know, it just was blinking a few minutes ago. The green light was blinking.
I guess you're just going to have to play around with it and select different ones to see if it actually connects to it, because I'm not physically there to see what's going on.
Okay, so when the green light blinks, it should connect, right?
Yes. Try to get that green light to blink again.
Yeah, it done blinked twice and then cut off. All right, okay, well, that's all I can do then.
All righty.
Okay.